I gotta tell you people, no lie, this is kind of the real beginning of our little United States run here. It might be the last one we do on this tour, but to come out here and get this kind of response from all y'all, it means the world to us, and greatly, greatly appreciated. It's so nice to see you. Thanks. I mean, Kansas City is really, really beautiful. It's really great. Maybe I shouldn't tell anybody. Keep it to yourselves, but this is really nice, and we really appreciate it. And let's also show some appreciation for. Sorry, I was going to say the. I was going to say something else. but I'd like to say for the band who played first, Band of Horses tonight. Our first show together. And I'd like to bring something up. And someone up that is a friend of mine. You know, the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Who knew that it would be going on for as long as it has gone on? And who knew it would turn into? Well, some people knew, had the feeling that it was going to turn into something that like has gone on. But it was hard to get our voices out at the time. And you know, there's one. One good thing that came out of it for me personally, and that I got to meet a great, great man and who's a guy who's become a great, great friend. We did a film, it was called Body of War, that Mr. Phil Donahue directed with a woman called Ellen. And it's about a young man called Thomas Young and how he got into the war and how our government failed us as a country. But a lot of people have been asking, how's Thomas these days? And to give him an update, well, I get to show you him here tonight. He's here with us. This is his hometown, Kansas City. Can I welcome to the stage Mr. Thomas Young? I'd like you to meet him. Not just my friend, but my hero. Thanks, Thomas. Thanks for coming. And they needed a song for the film, and Thomas and I had a phone call, and he helped me write the second verse, yeah?